Let's talk to John Sr. over at Jack's Bait and Tackle Shop. The greatest bluefish tournament on earth happening August 29th through the 30th. Good morning, John Sr.
Morning.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. How are you?
Good. So John didn't know he was going to be on the radio this morning. He just showed up, and the next thing you know, he's on the radio. We were going to talk to John Jr., but John Jr. is not there, so John Sr. is on the phone.
Yep. He's going to fill in.
Tell us about the history of Jack's Bait and Tackle. Started by your father, right?
My grandfather, actually.
Your grandfather.
Jack. Yeah, back in 1945.
Wow.
Long time ago. 81 years we're here now. 81.
81, that's a lot of bait and tackle.
Congratulations.
Sure.
Now, your grandfather got out of World War II?
Yes, World War II.
He was a Marine? And,
he was a Marine, yes.
God bless him.
He was a sharpshooter.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Those
were
the
greatest
generation.
Yeah, he didn't want to work for anybody. When he got out of the Marines, he says, I just want to work for myself. So he decided to go into the bait and tackle business and rent boats and eventually wholesale all the bait and tackle in the tri-state and so on and so on. And a lot of years, and a lot of work. I'm 63. I'm here since I'm 10 years old. 53 years I'm here.
Wow.
Not that you're counting.
Right.
No, I'm counting because I'm retiring in about four, so I'm counting.
Oh, there you go.
Does John Jr. know this?
Yes, he knows.
Okay,
so
good.
So does his brother. They're taking over me.
Right.
I'm going fishing in Florida for a while.
Nice.
You don't even want to go fishing around here.
No, bigger fish.
Like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go down south. Well, for the winters anyway.
Right.
You know, stay here for the summer.
Snowbird, yeah.
With the grandkids. Yep, we'll see.
What was your grandfather's life plan before World War II? Did he want to do something?
He was
something?
A welder. No, he was a welder. He welded. He actually welded the White Stone Bridge, believe it or not.
Oh, is that right?
Bridge. And he was a welding foreman. He had like 150 guys that he used to teach to weld. He worked for JK Welding. They welded aircraft carriers and, you know, all the ships back in the day.
Wow.
Manly work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
so
did he go down and he signed up right after Pearl Harbor, or how did he come about joining the Marines?
He got drafted.
Oh, okay. It happens, yeah.
Yeah.
And he
He got drafted. He was old, too. He was 27 when he got drafted, or 25. He had two kids, and, you know, they didn't care how many kids you had or whatever. You're going.
We need you, yeah.
And you know what? Everyone just went.
Right.
No one, you know...
Yeah.
There was
no questions.
You just went.
Yeah. And if the ship broke, you fixed it.
Right.
Those were the days.
How does he go from being a welder to a sharpshooter?
He did a lot of hunting when he was a kid here on City Island. He was a big duck hunter. He could shoot 30 ducks out of the air in a matter of 5 minutes.
What was he using, a machine gun?
Right.
No, just a regular. No, he was good.
Wow.
He was good.
Okay, so he already had skills when he went in.
Right.
Yes, yes.
They saw him in the range. They were like, all right, we got something for you.
God forbid you dress like a duck one day.
You know,
sorry.
Don't walk around his shop dressed like a duck.
Yeah, he had an interesting life, my grandfather. Very. I learned a lot from him.
Did he talk about World War II at all? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. He used to go over there. After they dropped the bomb, he was over there on a horse, you know, traveling around. And, yeah, they used to call him Big John, Johnny's son.
Big Johnny-san.
Right. He was a big guy, 6'3".
Well,
you know,
in Japan,
big
he was a giant.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, he was a big guy.
Wow, he's riding a horse? Oh, my God, he was like a god over there.
They probably, like, worshipped him.
6'3", riding a horse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they loved him over there. My grandmother didn't like it too much, but he liked it.
And then he leaves, he comes back to New York, and then he starts a bait and tackle shop.
Yeah, well, his wife, my grandmother, had her uncle had boat rentals. You know, it was a small little boat rental operation. And then he said, you know, come in partners, buy another 10 boats, and we'll partner up. They partnered up, and then he just opened up a retail store. It just happened to be right where the boats were in the back. And
smart.
Then he went into the retail, and then eventually the wholesale, and then he bought a bunch of property here on City Island, which I have now.
Wow. Nice. So you're loaded.
Yeah.
That's why I'm retiring in 4 years.
Listen to how happy he sounds.
Yes.
Yeah, he's retiring because he wants to, not because he, you know.
Yeah, he's going for tropical fish.
I want to, you know, at least let the kids do what they got to do. I don't want to, you know, I like to see, like, I had to do it. You know, I was on my own for many years and, you know, grew the business and expanded it. Still growing, still moving, still grooving, but it's time to let the 30-something-year-olds take over.
Right. Their turn now.
We're talking to John with Jack's Bait and Tackle. Coming up August 29th and 30th, it's the Surfside Hotel Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth. Are you? Do you like fishing for blues?
I do. I fish for blues. My grandfather took me out trolling for blues here. I caught a couple of big ones when I was a kid. But we started with this contest when it first came out, the first year, 40-something years ago.
Wow.
Holy crap.
We signed up. We used to do everything by hand. And the one year they were giving away gifts. You know, if you signed up the most sign-ups, you used to get a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. And the year I had the most sign-ups, they stopped doing that.
Whoops.
Well, the grand prize, the first place prize is $25,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a biggie. I'll take it. We had a bunch of winners here over the years. We had a bunch of first place winners in the 90s, a couple in the 80s, some in the 2000s. Yeah, we had some first place winners here.
You ever catch anyone, John, trying to cheat?
They all try and cheat.
They're fishermen. They lie about the size of the catch.
Right.
Fishermen. You know, a fish is the only thing that grows when it's dead.
Right. It's amazing. It gets heavier, bigger. Yeah, if you have really long arms, they're great fishermen.
Well, we do this whole lie detector test now because, you know, it's not everyone honest. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we make sure here. I could tell right away. You know, some guys bring it with a lot of water. We drain the water out of it. Some guys like to stuff sinkers in the mouth. They got caught a couple of times with that. I said, no, that don't fly here. No, we're doing it for a long time. We're probably the longest, besides a few places in Connecticut, that have been doing the sign-ups for this contest since they started.
Oh,
remember.
My God.
What are some of the heaviest ones you've seen?
Well, back in the day, we've seen them in the 20s. You know,
wow.
19 and a half, 20, 22.
Wow. That's good eating.
Well, that's a big oil can.
Yes, it is. Is there a good time of day to fish for bluefish?
I love this guy.
Like a certain time of day?
Who cares?
Well, I'll tell you, they fish in the morning, early morning. They troll. I found trolling and baiting at night. I used to fish for bluefish a lot at night. So when it was dark, you know, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, you anchor up, you know, fresh bunker, or you troll. And I found the nighttime was the best for bluefish.
Cool.
Well, you have a fishing story you like to tell?
I tell a lot of them in this store. All the fish that are on the walls, I caught every one of them.
All right. Look at one right now and tell us about it.
Well, I'm looking at this one right here. It's a 58-pound striper, which you can't keep anymore.
Whoa!
Damn. That was caught back in 1979. I was 16. And, a big fish, 58 inches, 58 pounds.
How long did it take you to get that out of
about
the water?
2 hours, an hour and a half. You know, it ate a whole mackerel.
Oh, wow.
You know, there was mackerel in the sound, heavy mackerel in the sound. It ate the whole mackerel, and it took a while to get it in because it was on a tiny mackerel hook. So.
But he wanted dessert, so he said, fine.
16.
Put a cupcake on it.
John, what a lucky coincidence we got to talk to you on the phone.
Yeah,
man.
This is awesome.
This is great.
Yeah, I like telling stories. I got a whole store full of people in here. They're listening to me right now.
Oh, cool.
John, this is the best part of my day here talking to you. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Have a good contest. Thank you.
Yeah, let's do it. Surfside Hotel Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth happening August 29th and right through the 30th. $25,000 grand prize. We're linked up on the radio station website.